This is Ken Paulson from Americana Music News, and we are at the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville, where a very special event is occurring. Today we find out who the nominees are for the 2018 Americana Honors and Awards event set for September, again, in Nashville. It's always an exciting day. You see a lot of talented people in the room and their representatives, and the event's always entertaining because at least four times now, the Milk Carton Kids have been the MCs. Here they are announcing the nominees for the Emerging Act of the Year.
First up today, we have the nominees for Emerging Artist of the Year, honoring those having, quote, an exemplary year and first blush with national public awareness.
Is it blush or brush? I think you're going to have a first brush with awareness or blush of awareness. Right?
I'm going to be so happy when our band breaks up. The nominees for Best Emerging Artist are, from Phoenix, Arizona, Courtney Marie Andrews.
From Lawrence County, Kentucky, Tyler Childers. Mm-hmm.
From Athens, Alabama, Anderson East.
And from Nashville, Tennessee, Lily Hyatt.
And here are the rest of the nominees. Album of the Year, All American Made by Margot Price, produced by Jeremy Ivey, Alex Munoz, Margot Price, and Matt Ross Spang. By the Way, I Forgive You, Randy Carlisle, produced by Dave Cobb and Shooter Jennings. The Nashville Sound, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, produced by Dave Cobb. Rifles and Rosary Beads, Mary Gaucher, produced by Nilsen Hubbard. I hope you go back and check from earlier this season, a great conversation we had with Mary Gaucher about Rifles and Rosary Beads. Artist of the Year, big category, Randy Carlisle, Jason Isbell, John Prime, and Margot Price are the nominees. The Duo Group of the Year, I'm With Her, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real, and Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. Song of the Year, A Little Pain by Margot Price, written by Margot Price. All the Trouble, Leanne Womack, written by Waylon Payne, Leanne Womack, and Adam Wright. If We Were Vampires, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, written by Jason Isbell. And The Joke, Brandi Carlile, written by Brandi Carlile, with Dave Cobb, Phil Hanseroth, and Tim Hanseroth. And finally, the Instrumentalist of the Year. And each of these folks actually played at today's event. Really great performances throughout. Daniel Donato, Brittany Haas, Jerry Pentecost, and Molly Tuttle. We'll find out who wins at the 17th Annual Americana Honors and Awards event, September 12th at the historic and classic Ryman Auditorium in the heart of Nashville, Tennessee. We caught up with Jed Hilly, the Executive Director of the Americana Music Association, for his thoughts about today's nominees. Jed Hilly, we are at the Country Music Hall of Fame, and we've just watched the announcement of the nominees for the upcoming Americana Music Conference and Festival. That's coming in September. Always one of the best events in Nashville, if not in the entire United States, if you love music, especially Americana music. So how many years have you been at the helm when this event has occurred?
This nominee event is a relatively new invention. We started about 6 years ago. Had a strong initiative to move this thing out of Nashville and to welcome people from all parts of the world. And Levon Helm had offered to put a quartet together. So we did it at the Gibson Studio in New York City 6 or 7 years ago. That was the first time we created sort of an event. And then we did it in Los Angeles at the Grammy Museum twice. We've been here 3 out of the last 4 years. We were in Washington, D.C. Joey and Kenneth of the Milk Carton Kids have hosted the last four. And I love it. It's another side of the event. It's a community gathering, and it's always a lot of fun.
No one's been a bigger booster of Americana music than you have. And
And I would say you didn't help define it. You helped undefine it. You opened up the walls and made a lot of great music fit under this umbrella. Do you, in the new group of nominees, do you see any new trends emerging?
Well, what I do see is the next generation coming up, as evidenced by the wonderful group of instrumentalists of the year. Daniel Donato is an incredible talent. I feel like he just came fresh out of his parents' garage or something. I mean, he's just this great garage honky-tonk player. Molly Tuttle is unbelievable. Brittany Haas, incredible artistry. And Jerry Pentecost is sort of the backbone of every good party in town.
None of them are 30 yet,
right? And none of them are 30, I don't think so.
That would be a milk carton kid.
That would be Joey,
who's done a fabulous job emceeing this. Can we get you in on this podcast for a second? So you have done the emceeing 4 times now. What draws you to do this event over and over again?
Oh, well, it's fun. And we kind of always relish an opportunity to help put on a good program of music. And there's so much good music to be featured. A lot of it gets featured in September at the Ryman. But, you know, the show is only so long, so not all of it gets to be featured. And so this is like an auxiliary to that. And Jed, 4 years ago when you asked us to do it, I remember saying, like, you know, this is an opportunity to show even more of the music that's being nominated and that we appreciate. So.
And actually, the Milk Carton Kids were called upon for their first nomination to come and be part of the nominee ceremony when we did it in Los Angeles with Buddy Miller and T-Bone Burnett. And we convinced them to come down from, I think you were in San Francisco, and came down for the event, and I hardly knew each other then.
Yeah, that was probably the first time we really got to know each other.
Yeah.
Now, you have won a couple of these awards. I think you were the Emerging Artist, weren't you, at one point?
We were nominated for Emerging Artist of the Year, and I'll tell you what, it was an honor just to have been nominated. And then the next year, I believe, we were nominated and won for Duo Group of the Year. Yeah.
Jed, please give us a lowdown on how people can attend in September.
Visit our website, americanamusic.org. Conference registrants are the only ones who have access to award show tickets. So you have to be part of the core festival and conference. Those registrations are available online. If you buy them now, you'll save $200 compared to if you try to buy them in September. So now's the time to get them, and then you'll have an option to buy an award show ticket or just come for the celebration and the community. Get a wristband and come hang out with everybody. It's a good time.
You've been a part of the Americana music community for a long time. You've seen shows several times a week. Does anything still make your jaw drop?
You know what? I had the fortune or misfortune of playing in a band many, many years ago, and I moved on to the business side of things, and I still there's nothing more powerful than a live performance. And I'm still moved whenever I see any artist get out on stage and open their heart to an audience. It is not an easy thing to do. I admire it thoroughly, and I will admire it till the day I die.
Jed and Joey, thanks very much. See you in September. Thank you.
Great, thank you.
Americana Music News is a podcast produced by Sprinter Media, music by Dave Paulson, and you can reach us at amneditor@gmail.com.